President, it could not be more clear that assistance is needed, and it's needed now. Last week, I once again tried to get the Senate to adopt disaster relief legislation. Again, the efforts were thwarted by the majority leadership. Today, as we are about to recess the Senate, I will offer a revised version of the important disaster legislation. Now, let me just make clear to my colleagues, these are the disaster provisions that have already been approved by the United States Senate, but we have made a modification. President, we've removed those two provisions that the administration has objected to. Farmers and ranchers need assistance for 2005 and 2006 natural disasters, and they need it now. If these emergencies are not dealt with, tens of thousands of farm families and Main Street businesses will suffer, some of them irretrievably. We have removed the reasons for the objection from the administration. Mr. President, I urge my colleagues to act.
I will vote for the gentleman's position, and I will speak for it as I have done, and quite frankly, if we are headed for a presidential veto, I will vote to override it, and I thank the senator.
I thank very much the senator from Kansas, the former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and a real leader on the Senate Agriculture Committee, and my friend. I would advise him that objection has already been raised, so we are going to be denied even a chance to vote. I regret that. I regret that deeply because I know what it means. We all know what would happen if a vote were held. This legislation would pass, and it would pass overwhelmingly. We should advise our colleagues this will not be our last attempt. If there is a lame duck session, we will be here, and we will insist on the chance to have consideration for this legislation.